This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Global coronavirus infection and death toll rates continue to creep upward as the United States still leads the world in both instances. In the U.S., the number of deaths approaches 89,000, while the number of confirmed infections is well over 1.4 million. A World Health Organization modeling study warns that nearly a quarter billion people will eventually be infected by the virus. The study also says that 150,000 people in Africa could die if urgent action is not taken. Published in the journal BMJ Global Health, the study projects lower infection rates and deaths in other parts of the world, such as Europe and the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that his administration is considering proposals pertaining to the World Health Organization. One proposal would see the U.S. pay the WHO 10% of what it used to contribute before President Trump suspended contributions on April 14th. The president accused it of promoting China's disinformation about the outbreak. In Spain, the daily COVID-19 death toll dropped under 100 for the first time since the lockdown began in mid-March. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that his government will seek a final four-week extension to its state of emergency as daily deaths from the coronavirus reached a near eight-week low. Less than a week after full lockdown measures were lifted, the Greek government reopened public beaches Saturday under strict social distancing rules. Italy will also begin opening up this week, and tourists will be allowed into the country beginning on June 3rd. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.